Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey, Browns fans, before we get started, just want to thank the sponsors of today's show. Aura identifies data brokers online that are selling your information and helps you lock down, secure, and protect your online data and identity. Go to Aura, AURA.com/dogs and get a 14-day free trial today and find out how much of your data is being sold online. And of course, Omaha Steaks. 50% off site-wide sale is still going on. Go to omahasteaks.com/dogs and use that promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out to get $30 extra off your order.
Welcome to the DOGS Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, Dog Pack? Welcome to a first-time Blake solo edition of the Dogs Podcast. This is something I've been wanting to do for a while, but I couldn't really decide what I wanted to do. I didn't have a ton of time to do it, so I've just been putting it off. I've been telling Dog Pack members for 2 months now that I was going to do solo episodes, and they've pretty much given up hope on me. But this is going to be a surprise when it drops sometime in the next day or so. They're going to be all really happy. So I'm happy to be here with you guys. Bear with me. This is my very first ever solo episode. Never done one before. I'm trying really hard to look at the camera and not look down at myself and my computer. So make sure don't be too mean to me in the comments, at least not for this kind of stuff. If you want to rag me for my football takes, it is what it is. Before we get into the episode, remember you can find us on all the socials at the Dogs Podcast. Join thedogs.com if you want to become a Dog Pack member. And you can also listen to us on Apple, Spotify, and Google. So diving into this episode, the format for these are going to be, I'm looking to do 5 to 15 minute long little segments. I'm just, you know, give you guys my thoughts on anything from football to really just anything going on in the world right now, because, you know, it's not football season. So if there's anything you guys want me to get into, as far as, it doesn't even necessarily have to be Browns related. It can be just NFL in general, college football. If it's high school football, I know some of the local stuff around where I'm at, Tusk, Stark, Summit counties, movies, games, anything you guys want me to get into. Prefer not to do politics, but, you know, it is, you know, if that's what you want, maybe I'll give you a hot take every now and then. But so 5 to 15 minutes, just give you my quick thoughts on some of the current things going on. I got one today I wanted to get into. So as soon as I saw it, I was like, there it is. That's my idea for my first solo episode. I want to talk about this. So I saw this, on Twitter yesterday, from Ari Mirov, I think. I'm not sure if I'm saying his name right. I also saw it today on TV from Adam Schefter. But the NFL Competition Committee has proposed a new rule that would penalize a player 15 yards and an automatic first down for using the hip drop tackle, which I already hate that we're naming a tackle. It's stupid. Okay. The definition of the hip drop tackle is a player grabs the runner with both hands or wraps the runner with both arms and unweights himself by swiveling and dropping his hips and or lower body, landing on and trapping the runner's legs at or below the knees. Well, one, I feel like there's a ton to unpack there. One, that's the refs already are struggling mightily. They're terrible on a pretty consistent basis. Now we're asking them, did they wrap them with both hands? Did they swivel their body and unweight themselves? Did they land at the knee or below it, or was it just above the knee? There's so much, like, is it going to be reviewable? Can they review this thing to see where you landed on them? Are you allowed to grab them with both arms, unweight yourself, swivel, but if you didn't land on their knee, it's okay? It's so many gray areas. It's ignorant. The last thing we need right here is we need less ticky-tacky calls in the NFL. Nothing is worse than seeing your team lose a game because late in the game you get some terrible call. Browns fans know this better than almost anybody. I mean, Bottlegate. Like, the refs are already interjecting themselves too much into NFL football games. We need less of it, not more of it. We don't need ticky-tack calls. We don't need 15 yards in an automatic first down. Imagine your team makes a huge fourth down stop late in the game. Other team has the ball like the 45, 50-yard line. You get pressure off the edge, chase down the quarterback, sack him for a huge five-yard loss, push him. They can't attempt a field goal anymore, and they call this crap hip drop tackle. Moves them right up into field goal position. They run the clock out, beat you by 1 point on a last second field. I can already see it. I can already see it happening all the time. It will be terrible. You can't regulate the risk out of football. I'm not saying we should go out there and let them be NFL Blitz 99 on the Nintendo 64 and just missling and torpedoing themselves at players. I think it's a good idea to not let people lead with the crown of their head. That's not how you're supposed to tackle anyways. Okay, I'm all for player safety in that regard, but you can't regulate risk out of football to the point where you're fundamentally changing the game of football. It's not gonna be 10 years from now, we're not gonna have tackle football because you're trying to make it so safe. Well, newsflash, they know what they signed up for, and football players like hitting. That's why we played football. That's why I played football growing up. Anybody who else played football, I'm sure that's why you played. You got to hit people. That's what makes the sport different, and that's what makes it fun, is hitting people. It's a violent contact sport. You can't take the risk out of it. You can try your best to make it as safe as possible because we don't want people to get hurt. And I don't say it's okay for players to get hurt, but even that player knows this is the risk I'm taking. I know when I sign up to play football and to make millions of dollars to play this game that there is a chance I will get hurt. I knew that when I made $0 in high school playing football. There's, you know, before college kids made money, kids were playing and they knew there's a chance they were going to get hurt. You can't just change the rules to make it safe. You're high offense, yes. We want high scoring. That's what gets the casual fan in, all this good stuff. There is a line. There is a fine line between pushing a high offense of a high offensive output and just eliminating defense. How are guys supposed to tackle anybody? Look at the NBA. They've regulated so much defense out of the game that their ratings are way down across the board because nobody wants to just watch an all-star game. Like, yeah, we like it if a guy can come out and get 50, but getting 50 anymore has lost its appeal because everybody puts up 50 because there's no defense being played anymore. And I get the game has changed, you know, in reference to the NBA, all five guys can score most of the time on your team as opposed to one or two guys being able to score. But if you watch the game, there's no denying that the defense, the rules, what they allow the offense to get away with in terms of steps and all that, it's so geared for guys to score now that you can't get people to watch the game on a consistent basis. I love the Caps. I'm a huge Caps fan. Okay, I used to watch every game. I was at the 2016 parade when we won the championship. I'm a diehard. I have confetti from the Cavs parade on my shelf back here. I haven't watched a game all year. It's just the NBA. It's just not a priority. I check scores. I try to keep up with it, and I want to watch a game, but there's always something else going on, and I don't prioritize to watch it like I do. I prioritize the Browns, and it's going to get to the point where you're going to regulate so much of what makes people fans of the game that you're going to go too far and you're going to start losing viewership. And I know that sounds crazy to say now because the NFL is king and it has been. And I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight, but the NBA thing didn't happen overnight either. Okay. So you're going to go so far one way that you're going to start losing what makes the game special. And it's just nobody, it's going to turn into the Pro Bowl. Well, nobody watches the Pro Bowl. Okay. So you can't take the risk out. You can't change the rules to take the risk out. And you can't, one side of the ball can't be so favored that it's just, it's almost not fair. The offense already knows snap count. They know where they're going. Okay. The defense, they have no benefit to playing defense anymore. It's a corner is already the hardest position. And now you're going to tell guys they can't tackle people. You essentially can't tackle them from behind because you can't horse collar tackle them. And now you can't grab them by the waist and pull them down. And it's just wild. You can't hit them hard in the chest because they'll call it a penalty. Even if it's a clean hit, they'll call it a penalty because they'll call them defenseless. There can't be a defensive player on a football field. If you're on the football field, you're not defenseless. You're wearing pads. You know where you are. You're supposed to have your head on a swivel. The peel back block is the softest rule I've ever seen in my life. And they call it in the NFL. The game is becoming so soft and watered down anymore. And it sucks. I hate it. Obviously I'm going to continue to watch it. I love it as in terms of football, but just the way it's trending, it's so bad. And to me, this is an awful idea. There's so many gray areas. There's going to be already so much speculation on what it, if it was or it wasn't, how many times are the Chiefs going to get the benefit of this call? Or if your team has a star quarterback and they got chased from behind and they got tackled, they're going to get this call every time. It is what it is. It's going to be terrible. I hate it. I very much hope it fails. The NFL owners are supposed to meet in Orlando next week. I hope this is just laughed out of the room, because if they pass this, I feel like we're spiraling towards a direction that I don't know how you can recover from. And I don't understand how the NFL can preach player safety and make rules like this, but then you're already hearing that they want to push an 18-game season. They're already making them play on short rest, playing on Thursday nights, 4 days rest. You can't preach player safety, then at the same time make people play on shorter rest, make them play more games. It's all about money. And like I said, everybody can see it, and we're going to keep watching it for now. There's no doubt. I'm not saying overnight things are going to happen, but if you continue to make rules like this and push this kind of thing, eventually people are going to have enough, and it's going to lose its spark. That's all it is. And you're going to start to lose viewership, and then you can't renege on some of this stuff, because then then you're going to get sued. Well, you said this was for safety, and now you're going to let people do this to me, and I got hurt. Now you got to answer for it. I thought it was not safe. So I think this is kind of a big thing for the NFL. I really hope this fails. I think a lot of guys in the NFL know, like, especially defensive players, what are we supposed to do? Well, how can I tackle a guy if I can't grab him by his jersey, if I can't grab him by his waist, if I can't hit him hard in the chest? Like, I mean, what am I? I have to ask him to stop so I can run out in front of him and form tackle him. I mean, come on, these guys, it's unbelievable. So let me know what you guys think. That's really all I got for this one. Like I said, these episodes, I'm looking to keep them around 5 to 10, 15 minutes max. I'm hoping to maybe occasionally get a guest on here, bring John back, maybe even go back even a little further with a host. I've been talking to him. So I'm hoping to do some cool things with this, hoping to put out episodes more regularly. Let me know what you guys thought about my first solo episode. I appreciate you guys watching. And until next time on either a full episode or my next solo episode, have a good time.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
This episode is brought to you by Aura. Browns fans, if you're like me, you've reached a point where so much of your daily life resides online. Data brokers collect your information without you knowing, and they sell it to scammers, spammers, and anyone else who may want to target you. And that's why I started using Aura to protect my information and my identity online. Aura shows me which data brokers are selling my information and automatically submits opt-out requests for me. And right now, Dogs Podcast listeners, you guys can all get a 14-day free trial at Aura, aura.com/dogs, D-A-W-G-S. Make sure you go to that link on your desktop or your laptop computer. And once you set up your free trial, then you can download the app and sign in to also get protection on your phone. It's a great no-commitment way to at least see how much of your information is being sold. And as a quick side note, guys, if you have a grandparent or an older parent who isn't the most tech savvy and continues to get all those spam emails and phone calls, I would strongly encourage you to set up an Aura account for them or add them to your account under the family plan. These scammers heavily target the older age population. These guys didn't grow up with tech and they can't just easily spot when they're being scammed. And the scammers are so much more convincing now than ever before. My grandpa calls me at least once or twice a month, I swear, to ask about emails he's getting, claiming that his accounts have been compromised, his Facebook account has been hacked multiple times. He gets messages saying he needs to sign in with his password, he's late on a bill, he needs to enter a credit card for this or that. It's insane. And also, if you have kids, Aura is a great way to make sure that your kiddos are protected online, and we know how important that is in this day and age. Head to aura.com, aura.com/dogs, to start your 14-day free trial. Give it a test run, see how many brokers have your information, and even if you don't want to continue after the trial, at least you have an idea how much of your data is being sold. Again, just try the 14-day free trial. I wouldn't recommend this if I didn't think it was worth your time. I value my privacy, and I value all of yours too. Take control of your data today at aura.com/dogs.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.